Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 30th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the real media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating from the United States, and I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. I put a number of comments on both my Facebook and Twitter pages during the week. The short ones go onto Twitter, and the ones which require a little bit more elaboration tend to make their way onto the Facebook page. So do check those out. They're free of charge, of course. Please do consider thinking about taking a donation to the show, which can be found on this very page to the left under the Donate tab. And so let's now talk about today's show. Well, I'm going to start the show by bringing together the elements that have risen up against Donald Trump in the year and a half since he became president. It's quite a shopping list, and I think it's safe to say that you'll be pretty stunned when you realise what Trump has had to endure since the beginning of last year. Not all of it his own making, I hasten to add. Anyway, that will be the start of our show today. Then I am going to talk about the European, or rather the Eurozone, banking system, which is insolvent. There's no two ways about it. No one wants to admit it, officially at least, but they all have bad loans. They all, frankly, simply couldn't survive if it were not for the European Central Bank. Then I'm going to talk about a market guru. He's had a pretty good track record. It's not wonderful, but it's certainly respectable enough for him to hold his head above water. He's 81 years old. He says that a huge stock market correction is coming, and it's going to cause a crash and be painful for everyone. So I'll have a few things to say about him. Then the housing bubble, ladies and gentlemen, remember that? Well, it's back and it's gone global. It's being driven by the global flood of easy money, which is quite different from last time. But I shall be talking in a little bit of detail about the differences. The central, the European Central Bank chief last week conceded that the growth cycle may have peaked. Well, of course, anybody who pays any attention to the data already knew this, but I think the chairman of the bank felt that he could whitewash the situation and give it one more coat. So he's just basically coming in to surrendering himself to the grim reality of the situation. We will then talk about the limits that the industrial economy has reached based on potent energy supplies. We have been papering this problem over by borrowing so much money from the future that eventually it will lose its meaning as money. You know, the industrial economy is not going to be replaced by a super high-tech utopia, but I do have a few things to warn you about if you would care to listen. Then I'll talk about Citigroup, which almost went out of business 10 years ago. Its plight is still awaiting the ultimate resolution. It grew from $800 billion to $2.2 trillion in assets in 6 years. Again, hidden leverage, no secrets there. Well, we are out of time. We are looking at the end of the next crisis at some point on the horizon, and it will not just be subprime auto loans and student loans and commercial real estate. It will be the run on pensions. I've spoken a lot about pensions in the past, and this is the end game, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen. It's obviously important to face this. We're going to talk about pension deficits, which are accelerating in California to mind-boggling levels, despite the rising economy. And I'm here to let you know that there are no magic solutions. So we will try to address that. Then we will finish off with talking a little bit about the fact that 5,000 people are leaving Venezuela every day. And the ill feeling between millennials and baby boomers. 51% of millennials claim baby boomers make their lives worse. In fact, millennials are probably the first generation in US history that is no better off than their parents, if not worse. Well, I've got news for baby boomers. Millennials are going to be running the country within a decade, and they may not exactly be sympathetic to the pension plight of the boomers. So I suggest good luck. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I think I've said my bit. I will now take my leave. I will be back on Friday. So until then, have a wonderful week. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.